Psukim and Parshas Bo discuss the last of the Makis. And Klal Yisrael's giving the father the Rishus to leave Mitzrayim. Boyel Paroi, come to Paroi, ki aniach parati es liboi, es leiv avodov, leman shisi ois es ha'edev ekirboi. Come to Paroi, because I have hardened his heart, es leiv avodov, leman shisi ois es ha'edev ekirboi. O leman tisaper, bi oznei vincho ven mincho shesher salalti b'mitzrayim. State in the Raja, in the Psukim here, as Rashi says, that there was the Indian not only to bring the Makis, the Manshisi also say Eila Bekirboy, Elamant is Sapi, but Ozle Vinoven Binchos, the Shah Salalti with Mitzrayim. What I joked around with Mitzrayim. Mashba, we have to understand this Indian. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu joked around with Mitzrayim. What's the emphasis on the fact that he made Leitzonis? That he made Leitzonis with Mitzrayim? That is Mitzalel with Mitzrayim. So that's the first thing you have to understand. Mashmid was a special bezundri inyan. Leman tesaber bozli vinchos esher salalti b'mitzrayim. That I joked around. I just a sichak. I played around with Mitzrayim. What's the inyan? Hashem played around with Mitzrayim. Second thing we have to understand. Let's go back to last week's parasha. This would hit me last week very strongly. That. At the end of last week's parasha, the Torah tells us Hashem brought Makas Borod on Mitzrayim. And the Makas Borod, as we know, was the ice with the fire together. First of all, it's a very interesting Makas. Like, what was the whole the Makas itself was incredible. It was never had such a Makas before. All the other Makas, they were things that were around, it just he brought onto Mitzrayim. Here was a Mitzias. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was never had such Metzias before. Fire and water in the same Metzias of us. You don't have such Metzias. Water puts out fire. What's the word? But something very, very interesting hit me this year. I mean, it should have hit everybody. And that is, so Paro comes crying to Makkah, stop the Makkah. You got to stop it. It's too much for us, this Makkah. He said the Koilos were crazy, he couldn't talk, couldn't hear himself. And he says, okay, Moshe, I'm going to go out of the city, I'm going to daven, and stavata v'adach yodah gitam tim ne'eshan alakim. But you're going to see, you're not going to fear HaKadosh Baruch. Now there's a posik, which for the life of me, everybody should be bothered by what is this positive thing doing here in the parasha. Says the parasha, now v'apishta v'asoyru lukosa, agricultural ideas now plopped here in Parashat Parashat in the middle of the markets. I want to tell you something that happened. The Pishta v'Soyer Nukosoy, Pishta, which is Pishta, flax, and Soyer and barley, they got smitten. But Kiyasoyer Ove Pishta Nukho, Vachita Vakusemes, Lo Kuzer, in the middle of markets, all the markets, in the middle of everything going on, all of a sudden we want to know what's doing with the wheat crop. Shkoyach, a commercial for wheat. Anybody eat their Wheaties tomorrow, you'll know that you won't be able to find them in the supermarket. Because they were, I'm sorry, you'll be able to get the Wheaties, lo nuku. You'll be able to get your Wheaties, but you don't look for barley bits. No barley bits in the Mitzrayim at that time. No cholent on Shabbos. No barley, can't have a good cholent. Pesach the Gatcholin. This is the Mekor for Pesach the Gatcholin. The bar was Nukasa for Rishon Raya. Anyway, Vayitzim Moshe, Vayifur is Kapov. He cries to Hakadosh Baruch Hu all the way in the middle of this parsha. It's a pelvic. It's not the Shir Mamish. It's standing out to me like it's like, what? This Mamish pumped around him. Every purse passing in parsha Vayera back and forth. This mark and that mark. Parsha. Stop it. Okay, we'll stop it. Next one. Boom. All of a sudden, commercial. That was a tight rack, though. Every word. Back to Pasha's body. So the Pasha says that there's a very, very Indian over here, right, so that Klal Yisrael was involved in. B'Shas Makas B'Choyres, they were busy with Korban Pesach. Now we know Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the one, the Ikim Mitzvah of Pesach, we don't have it today, but was the Ikim Mitzvah, and there was very, very detailed, as we see with the parasha here, so many details about the Korban Pesach, that Klal Yisrael, it's a very interesting thing, the night they're having freedom, the night they're going out, to be free, here they are with so many intricate dinim, this and that, you can eat like this, don't eat like that, make sure don't leave it over, and this I have to eat it, and that's what I have to eat with the matzah and the run. Come on, tonight it's free, tonight I'm on vacation. That's it, we're going out to freedom. Come on, boys. It's time to chill. This is our freedom that we have taskmasters every time. The night of Pesach, even to today, the Zongo wants to make a cheshbon 63 mitzvahs every day, the night of Pesach. 63 mitzvahs. The Rabbanans, all the different Rabbanans, Minhagim, all the different mitzvahs, Pasim and Kayim, and the Vilna Gaon wants to make a chesh with 63 mitzvahs. The night of Chayrish, what's going on? Thirdly, or fourthly, whatever, fifthly, whatever we have. Anyway, very interesting thing that happened also in Mitzvah at that time. Klal Yisrael goes and knocks on the neighbor's door. Muhammad in? No. He's out. He's busy with that dog he can't see. It's too dark for him. He's been in bed the last 3 days. Stage fright. What? Night fright. He hasn't moved from his chair. Can I borrow your dress? The crazy Zach over here. First of all, what are they asking to borrow the dresses? Do you think I could borrow a dress from you? Like, it's a pal of the gazach. What's going on here in Mitzrayim? What happens if they had to ask to borrow? We're going to Ramzi ask this kash. What they had to borrow? Either they, come in and take it, what's the thing? They're borrowing dress from them. They didn't have their own clothes. All sorts of stuff. For some borrowing from Egypt, Maybe we like the Egyptian style, Mummies. The mummy fashion. It's in money today. Right? So the going to the club, that wasn't the issue. But the mice was borrowed. Why is it borrowed? The Gemara says that was borrowed. The Gemara says on the piece of the time it was, but you're right. The Gemara brought says Kadesh, but the mice are going to ask why they have to borrow. So he says a pshat that it was meter connected meter, because since they tricked Klaish onto the Avodah, so it had to come back through a meter connected meter. Also, they had a trick that they were borrowing it. That's the goings behind that everything has to be paid back meter connected meter. But the mice, we want to maybe say another mahal tonight, Be'ez Hashem. And there's many, the last I want to say is story, which I feel runs through the theme of the parashiyas, which is a lot of things we say of what is not, as the Mitzvah Shem says, there are things that they're not necessarily always chedushim, but the chiddush is that we're oimin on it, we pay attention to it, simas labor, but that's what the Mitzvah Shem says, a lot of things, and this is the whole story of the Mitzvah Shem. If a person in Mitzvah Shem, when he establishes his home, when he speaks about Yitzhak Mitzvah, but he says, do you saw it, how you saw it, those. Of what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about, all the makis, everything that went on in Mitzrayim, the tachlis, ha-tachlis of everything that they said. There's other kashas, but I want to try to finish by 11 o'clock. Okay. Shteit Azei. The Gemara and Chazal tell us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chvayidu the Atzmoy came into Mitzrayim on this night. This is different Mepharshim, but I need Eloi Malach. One of the Mepharshim says, once spoke of this, he put in my side, once found the back of the Haggadah of Migdal Eid, he said, a Pel of the Gazach, which is not a Gersh Shavuot, but he said the Yisoid was that even a Malach was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. We once spoke about that. Even Gabriel was afraid, the tumult was so stark down there. Gabriel was afraid, even Gabriel Michal, let's go down to Egypt. No Benes Ma'am trips from Michal and Gabriel to Egypt. Don't go any other place, but not down to Egypt. Down there, it's dead. A lot of mummies over there, mommies and mummies. But anyway, so what's the pshat? So I want to tie it like this. And this is the soid of the whole Ganze Zach. Remember, it's the whole union of Paro, the whole Makas. It's not a Pel de Gazach. I mean, Hashem knew. He said at the beginning that he's not going to answer, and he's not going to succumb to the Makas. Even they're going to be one after the next. So what was the Tachlis? So the Teretz the Hapshutim in Parish Ve'era, each set of Makas, the Tzach, Hadash, Ba'achav, that each set of Makas. And it's interesting, Yudhi Vayinu Simon, Simon was also that Yisroel, that we should have the Makas so orangutan in our life, we should have it so close on our Lashem, to have it so close to Simonim, that it should be mamish like our bread and butter. Because the Makas represent, as the Pesukim already say, Ki ein kamoini b'chol ha'aretz, Ki mi ani b'Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz, the Yisroel of the Gantz Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Yisroel of the Gantz Maharich, was to bring Paro to his knees, was to prove without a shadow of a doubt, was to show all the world, especially to Paro, who said Ali Yoiri, he made himself up with the Zora, that there is ain kumoini that ain oy milvadoi. Do you saw it of the Gansi Yitzias Mitzrayim is ain oy milvadoi? There's no one but a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the veld. And that everything that takes place, we're not in control, there's no control. Parod, and that the Mamish at the beginning of Parashat Bo, the whole discussion. Oh, so who's going out? So Parod says, okay, somebody says, oh, let you go out, just the males, only males, no female. No, we're going out, but the rain of his name, what's the verb? Parod wanted to retain some control. Some control. He wanted to show that he has some strength. The British was okay. I'm starting to be masking a little. I'm succumbing a little bit, but I still have control of something. The Yisrael of Paro, and that's why he came in his pajamas in the middle of the night, was in order that to show that there is no shlita but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There is no control, no one, no single being, nothing in this world has any shlita to do anything. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complete shlita in the world. And that was the tachas of the final makra, to come to that daga of Ein Oid Mavada, and a certain Bechina, it was the Kodesh Baruch's presence. There's no one but Hashem. They're not going to be able to stop it. I'm the one about the Makas Bechiris. They're not going to be able to stop it. And this way we can understand very Gishmakra, because that was the whole Ein. Vapishta Vasa'irinu Koyse, Chazal were telling us, Murray the Gabriel said, the Torah was telling us a big Yisoid, the Musadahir. Why was the Pishta of Asa'ir Nukasa? So Kurashi Nishpura, they broke. You know why? Because they were very hard. They had already reached the final stage of growth. They were really strong. The strong one who holds that he's somebody, that broke. But the Chita of Akusemes Loi Nukasa, the Chita and the Kusemes, they didn't work. Afiloi said, it says Rashi, they were rach, they were soft. They hadn't grown to their full strength. Was to show Gvaldi this was not Stam Agav Pasa commercial for your Wheaties. Mikey eats his Wheaties. What about you? This was to show that you saw it, that you saw it, the whole parish you saw it. That you want to make strong. If you hold yourself to be somebody, Klabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's Nukoisa. You're going to fool. But if you're Chita Vakusemis, Lo Nukoisa Ki Afiloi, saying they were rach, they were soft. They understood that that's the sort to understand. You have to be soft. You have to be soft. No gaiva. No feeling that you're in control. But once you feel you're in control, that stares at Kodesh Baruch. Once you feel you're in control, you're staring at the whole Matzias of the world. It's a Kodesh Baruch's world. That's the passion was to show power clearly. According to the Medrash Kafilois Heinitz, it says Chazal, many miracles happen. Not the Pshat. Pili Ploim happened there. But that's the Pshat. Miracles happen to those who are Navim. Miracles happen to those who lower themselves. As the Pasuk says, Ki Atam Ma'at V'Kol Ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bochal Ki Atam Ma'at. Kol Zman HaGiv Yuktovah, you make yourselves low. You don't make yourselves into somebody. And you saw it. Of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to misachek with Paro, to make him into, as the Gemara says, Megillah Chafei Amidbeis, Kol Eitzonusa Asira, all Eitzonus is Aser, Chutz, Eitzonus Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to make fun, you're allowed to have a comedy show about Avodah Zarah. Mamash, make a comedy show. Get out those comedians! Mysterious, and make fun, serious, that's what he says. The Kodesh Baruch Hu put on a comedy show for them. He was in what was going on over there, with the boils. He was there, you can imagine the scene of the boys. Here is Achman and back is Muhammad, scratching like that. You have 60 people in back, everybody's scratching their back. Scratch harder! Blood's coming out. You know, and he's scratching his back, he's scratching his heart. You have 1,000 people lining up scratching. And there's frogs coming out of everywhere. The guy got a laugher. Oh, was a big laugher over here. Inside of, here he comes. Burp, the frog, right out. Under the trina. Popped out from the trina with the trina over the frog's eyebrows. Geschmack of trina. Burp. Mamish added a laffa. Unbelievable. The guy's trying to eat a laffa. I'll take one. No frogs, please. Hold the frogs. And right out of the laffa. Mamish, there it is. Mamish, it's a pelot gazach. And you see a guy, he has a knock on the door. The baboon's at the door. Any dinner? Any bananas? I'm going to move for a banana. Well, maybe it's not a banana. I want you. You look pretty yellow to me. And right in back of it is Leo the Tiger. He also wants to take him dinner tonight. The Pelot HaGazach, because it was going on. You look at the picture when you were a kid. Look at the Chofetz Chaim. A guy was once passing the Chofetz Chaim's room. And he heard the Chofetz Chaim cracking up. The Chofetz Chaim, they saw a chas v'shom. He made it. Gvar Shaul, what's going on? The Chofetz Chaim was cracking up. Mom was laughing very loud. People were getting nervous. Is that the Chofetz Chaim? What did you see with a Richie and all a joke book over there? What's he, the Chofetz Chaim, doing over there? The kids are, they go on and knock on the door and see the Chofetz Chaim. They peeked inside the Chofetz Chaim. I was laughing away. There's a chumash in front of him. Someone came in to ask the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, I mean, say, no, but my mic's in dark. So he said, I was just picturing the scene of the Machis. What was going on by the Machis? Unbelievable. The guy, Mamish, the guy, you know, had blood. The first Machis, he goes to take a drink from the fridge. Orange juice, Tropicana orange juice. Mamish, fresh blood comes out. I can't take this. Maybe something else. I'll turn on the faucet. Turn on the faucet. Red blood comes out. Said, I'm going to take a shower. I can't take it. I'm taking a shower. There he is, the new shampoo. Bloody Mary. They didn't have any problem with which drink you got at, in the bar. There was no lack of the type of drink they were ordering in the bar. Only Bloody Mary's here today. Hello, the Gazach. You think about the Mashiach, it's funny. The guy with the straw. Two guys are drinking. Yitzchak Belstein. He's drinking from his straw. And the Mitzvah says, can I have some of that? He runs over and sticks the straw in there. And half of it. Unbelievable. Mamish. You have today, you get half lemon, half lime drinks. On the left side, blood. On the right side, water's coming up. And the guy says, give me some of your straw. And he starts to drink from the same straw. And I have the same straw. Blood and water come up, and he tastes the water, and he tastes the blood. They said from the fruits. The guy said, "Okay, that's it. I'm not drinking any water. I can't drink water. I'm gonna go get a nice. I can't say a pomegranate. He doesn't want to see anything red. I'm going to get a nice orange, a nice grapefruit. You can have red grapefruit. I want a nice banana. I'll squeeze the banana. Banana juice. Blood."
Like the cassava bush, he's cracking up the guy. And if you're laughing, then he's drinking his pina colada. He's laughing. Every guy wants banana juice. And here he is. It's blood. And the frogs, that was the biggest comedy in the world, was the frogs. And the lice. And everything. Yeah, they're scratching away with the lice. Scratching, he's scratching himself all day. These guys walking around all day, you know, scratching all over. And they have big things on their nose, big blotches on their nose. He comes out, he looks like Frankenstein. Shem Yerachim, and he's scratching his face. They're walking around, and you're sitting there. What's the thought of us as the comedy show? Because the brother wants to make us laugh, that whole thing. Suffered enough. It's time for Act Two, the comedy skit. Anyway, so he's not to be trying, not to stop it, is to bring out the Tanusa Asur to show that's nothing. It's false. There's nothing. There's ain't Kamoini. Anybody. And that's what my apparel. Okay, there's other reasons. It was if he was hit so hard. Because Leah Oiri, he felt that I'm a god. It's my world. I'm in control. And it could be very well that that's when they asked the Boisan. It's a pellet of Gazak of Brev. This is unbelievable Zach. But it's like, can you imagine the scene, Taka? We didn't go there. Can you imagine the scene? A guy comes knocking. This mitzvi, this lady, this Jewish lady, Giveret, Sora, Wackenstein, she comes knocking at the door of Ahmad TV's wife. And she opens the door. Now, you have to understand what's going on then. These three looked on us like we destroyed their lives. They were the kings. They were the kings of the castle. They were the kings of Mitzrayim. They the world leaders. Everybody came to Mitzrayim. Everybody looked on them as the highest form. And they were brought down to their knees. And now, then who did it? These Jews. She writes with a thing in the mind. All of a sudden, they're thinking, well, you know, she's thinking what happened over the last 2 weeks or last year of her life. It's 12 months. She's thinking when she goes to the little picture before, she's sitting in the living room in the darkness, trying to think, my last year, when oh my gosh, it was nothing for the blood, for the frog, the lice! I used to comb my kids' ears to take out lice, and here I was, 24 hours a day, my husband's armpits! I was combing out the lice! All day! Lice! And this, and she's thinking, these people, who is it? And they go, I'm watching these people, like, who is it? Sora! It's Sora Wackenstein. Oh my gosh, not them, you Jews. She comes to the door, she's knocking at the door. Yes, can I help you? These people, she's saying, I'm just gonna tear them apart, limb by limb. You think you can lend me your dress? She wants a therapy. And yet what happens? Sure. Which dress do you want? By Yitin a Tchaina Om. A Pelot of Gazach. It was to show also the Shli, the total Shli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Chain of a person. Why should we find Chain in the Mitzvah's eyes? Why should we find any chay? They want to tear them by where they want to get those guys out of here. That's could be why we have to borrow it. It's much like they just come and take whatever I want to get. I don't want to see you again. But borrow it, they're coming back. They're coming back to bring the dress. Take the dress and all the lies. Take it. They're coming back. No more. I don't want to see these people ever. She's going crazy. No. What happened? All of it started out of nowhere. Yes. What do you want? Anything! My pantry is full! Take it all! Is it normal? This lady just started on your life. Your kid was, you know, was eaten up by an alligator. And this kid was, you know, swarmed by the devil. Oh, this is so, just the person I want to see! Let me give you a hug! She gave her dress. Here's my wardrobe. Take anything you want. Pella de Gazach. What's the word? Vayitin Hashem is Chinam. Hashem is the Mashoid al Chain. This is Tam Om Agal. Unbelievable Zahra, boys. We'll get to the leading. Listen to her. What we have to learn from it. Of the Yisoid, how Yisoid them is, that's the Yisoid also of Korban Pesach also. We took their God and we stuck it in their faces. That Rashi says that the Chaproshim singing that they were singing the Bible that this is their God. They say, oh, that's a nice sheep over there, biting his teeth.
What do you plan on doing with it? That's our God over there. Well, we're going to take it tomorrow night and slaughter it in your face. Okay, no problem. In the face, mamish, to show you have no control. We're going to take your God and slaughter it in your face. That's the whole Yisrael Kompensa. That's what we... And the tach was a person. All the mitzvahs on that night was to show that we were supposed to come to Enohi Mavanda, to Rakhara. There's only one God. Awesome. That we are ready to become his avodah. As the Yerushalmi says on that night, Paro's coil went out. You know, unbelievable Yerushalmi. So when Yerushalmi said that, Paro started screaming, until now! And he was heard all over the Israel. Yerushalmi says his voice got a nasal himself over there. Till now you were my avodim, now you become God's avodim. The whole Yisoy of the Hakara, then was down to see that we should come to that Korah, that he's the Odoi. If he's the Odoi, then we're the Eved. And Odoi, as an Eved, we're ready to serve you, Hashem. You are our master. And we understand that you being our master is the greatest thing in the world. It's the Chayus Amiti. It's the Emes Chayus. That's a different Shmuz. But the Yisoy, that's what I want. To come to Ein Oy Mavadoi. And now we're being taken out of Egypt to become Avdei Hashem. And at 12 o'clock midnight, on the dot, that transaction took place. Meshech Chochma says a fascinating thing. Always say. The pasuk says, "Al tof l'mimenu no, don't eat it raw." V'vasim shemun kiyam sliyesh v'lo sosiyum menu ad boika. He says, "What's the difference between al and loy? Al is a bakasha, loy is the Meshech Chochma. Loy is a tzivu. Al usually please. Don't, you know, he brings riser. Al is more of a passive lashon, please. Yes, it's bakasha, it's a court request. Loy is a command. Don't. It says murder." When was Al-Tachlul Min Amnor? The Koran Pesach had been before Chatzos. So till Chatzos, we weren't Avdei Hashem yet. So please, yes, Al, V'loisa Siri Min Amad Baikah, but don't leave it over to the mourners of the Meshach, because at 12 when we became Avdei Hashem, he commanded us, don't leave it to Meir, the Gezach, and the Pasuk, the Meshach. But at 12 o'clock minute, when the clock struck 12, we became the Avdei Hashem. At 12 o'clock minute, it's so beautiful. The 12 o'clock minute was the exact second when everybody came to that realization. Ein Omer Hashem, Anu V'Lemach, was at 12, Chatzos Laila. Was at that moment, was that Akara, Ein Omer, there's no one but God's. And that is the Tachos of all the Zach, and that's the sort of Korm Pesach, where it's so Chomer, Rabbi Sach. That's why it's very interesting Zach, because when Korm Pesach, a person that did Shmad, it's higher than all mitzvahs. He doesn't eat Korm Pesach. Stay out of Korm Pesach, you Shmad man, you. No Korm Pesach for you. Well, come on, listen, I just want to have a little meat, you know? Yeah, I want to eat some meat. Take it easy. No, not for you. The Korban represents the actual Avdus Hashem, the person who said Shema, he's not child to the Avdus. And here it represents in its full Korban place. It had to be roasted all at once as the Maral, like one being, because Ek to stand for the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the Shli. There's no only one Hashem, Echad. That's Eino Mavado. Echad Eino Mavado is known by the Gosh Brothers for. That's why the Maral says had to be eaten ke'echad. We didn't cut it into pieces, took the whole thing, put it on a stick, spit, and you roasted it all whole, was one. Because it had to represent the Echad. Echad represents Eino Mavado. The first thing you go on, that's not the thing you want to end, but I just want to give, we always kind of did the head for us, but this is so important. Rav Revda took out, when we expand on this, the Kud, the Rabbi Sa, we have to 11, as I said. The Kitsa, 11 is Echot twice. Anyway, the Maisa, maybe we should go to 1, you're right. Anyway, the Maisa said this, Vayitin Hashem Schinaam. So Rav Revda spoke out, and Muridik is the Rabbi Sa. A person in his life, this part is so important of us. Apart from the fact that we have to become real Avdei Hashem, we have to realize he's in control, it's his world. We're not, he does not. People start to think that it's their world, they're in control. But I think it goes so far of us, the Vore, and helps a person also, because a person thinks it's his world, and he's in control. So you get very sad when you do, you go out, you set out to do something, and it doesn't happen, right? Part of our problem in life, part of it is for our disappointments. Part of the reasons for our feelings of dissatisfaction and feelings of not good, and we don't feel so good, is because we feel we're in control. We're the Bailim. And if we're the Bailim, so if it doesn't transpire what we want. You get all set. I mean, how could it not be? How could it not work out? I tried this, I did this, I made this plan, I did that plan. It didn't work out. Something else happened. What's going on? How could it be? The Teretz is with Boisai. It's because a person has to learn, I have no control whatsoever. And even the chayin, this is what Rebbe Boyer, remember the Gazach, a guy, he's going to collect money. I don't know who we're talking about. But he's going to collect money. Or whatever, he's going on a business interview in a fancy Fortune 500 company in Manhattan. Puts on this nice tie, gets Prada shoes, Brooks Brothers shirt, and just got Chris three mom's fancy Brooks Brothers shirt, and he puts on a nice $400 jacket, slacks, unbelievable, his socks, Argyle with Lacoste and Polo emblems on it. Now he found that, I don't know, fancy, whatever, the most expensive socks, and this, he goes and he gets nicer shoes, he will get spiffs off, he goes to a nice beautiful haircut, hairstylist. He has a pedicure and a manicure on his toenails. He's ready to go. He feels like $1 million. He's going into the office of the CEO of the biggest big company in Manhattan. He's securing himself a job. What do you mean? I went to a course how to speak. I'm a public speaker, and I know how to find favor in anybody's eyes. And I'm going to convince this guy to give me a job. I'm going to have the job. He tells his wife, Bertha, don't worry, we had problems, and you know, till now, but don't worry, after this job interview, everybody's going to be jealous of our car. Till now, our Ford, they weren't too jealous. In fact, they had to help us push it down the block a few times. They weren't too jealous. But now, Bertha, it's over. Our lives are changing from today. I took this course, I paid hundreds of dollars, I had to speak. I'm putting on a special cologne. This guy's going to be knocked off his feet. He's going to be blown out the window for this cologne. Sometimes I shake a guy's hand on Shabbos. My wife says, wow, that's a nice cologne you put on. It's on my hand. But I don't have to smell the besom much at Shabbos. Where are you, Amy? There's a summon! Still on much at Shabbos and going strong for that handshake or that bocha. But anyway, he has the cologne. He has everything. He goes down. And he comes back. Bertha, we're going to have to take one wheel off the Ford tire. Stop pushing! It's a good thing that you ate this morning, Bertha. We got to push the car to work again. What happened? What happened? What happened? The tenets is, Vayitein as Chein Ha'om. Chein Ha'om. Chein is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You think, oh, I'm going to be charming today on this date of the Shidduch date. I'm going to be so charming. Sorry, she's not interested. Well, I don't understand. Look how good I look. Every time I look at the mirror, it cracks. Come on, you know. How can it not be? How can she say no? I'm such a charming guy. You're going to secure that donation, that loan, that this. Zero. And here comes the uncle. Give me my hat, please. Yaakov Peppercorn! You think you'll get a job in your new business here? You think maybe I could work for you? Sure, Yaakov! And I love your hat! Thank you, boss, I'll get you one! Pella Dick Zachar boy said, Yaakov Peppercorn! He has a new hat, comes in with his hat all with his suit. What's the pshat? Vayitein es chein ha'om. Amen, that's right. Chayim, Kodesh Baruch gives Chayim. Bailus of Chayim is a Kodesh Baruch. Anything is a Kodesh Baruch. So on one hand, it's hard. What do you mean? I'm not in control. Everything is in control. I have cruise control. What do you mean I'm not in control? My car I can control. Just press a button, it's in cruise control. On the other hand, it's the most fascinating thing of us. What a life to live. That you realize you have to make a status. You got to go out and do whatever you can. But you know 100%, whatever you go out there, learning, everything, you know 100% that if you make your full of stylus, what the outcome's going to be, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu 100%. I know you, Vanderbilt. And that's the thought I have to be thinking. Whenever I go for the job interview, whenever I go, you know what I think in my brain? Ain't no Mavada. It's not telling this guy, I know his brother, his cousin used to be work for me in my shoe store. I know his granddad, the postman, his postman's dog's cousin's brother. We were friendly. I have the job secure. Hashem gives you the chenin. Gives you the charm. Gives you the panasa. Gives you the knowledge. The bring work. Everything. Be successful in anything. And learn. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. I want to know Shas. I want to know it. Neither that. What should a person do to become smart? So after Gemara, Yair be yeshiva. Let him sit alive in yeshiva. I think the Gemara means to learn also, not just sit. Not some bacher has been trying. Anyway, Yair be yeshiva. Somebody said it in the Gish Sarashash, Yair be yeshiva. But anyway, Bekitza, but Yair be yeshiva. So after Gemara, Yair be also came. Many people did this. V'lo also be yod. They didn't become chachamim. Al yispa'alel. Al misha chachm shalom. They have the greatest problem. You mean? Like, you don't understand. They measured my brain. They did the IQ test. The whole, the doctor's, or the thing he measured with blew up. I was over 280. There's no such number on the IQ test. I blew it up. It doesn't mean anything. The guy next just came in before you, he couldn't make the lowest degree of the IQ test. The doctor looked at his brain and he knocked hard and he said, you have a rock up there. Not a rock, a real rock. And this guy's a Talmud Chacham. Why? It's false and betrayal. So after Gemara, Mayasa Adam, Vyashir, what should a person do? Says the Gemara, needed that night to become rich. What do you mean? There's a free book out there from Johnny Winston. 10 steps to become wealthy. You write the history in the back of the book. Johnny Winston is homeless, living somewhere in a train station. 10 easy steps, 10 steps to wealth. Thank you, Johnny. I'll throw you a peel next time I'm on the train. 10 steps, what do you mean? So the Gemara, Yarba v'schoyra, I have the answer, Yarba v'schoyra. So the Gemara, Harbi, also became Harbi. The Gemara v'schoyra, merchandise, ideas, plans. I talk to my Tommy, so, Rebbe, I'm telling you, I'm going to be rich. You're going to have a yeshiva. So we're in Dushinsky's. You're going to have a yeshiva building. I'm telling you, this is the new idea. Dushinsky's. Because this is the new idea for the building. I have this thing, I'm selling toenails of famous sports players online. Great idea. Everybody wants to buy this guy's toenail. Cut off already. Anyway, with the dirt. Anyway, I want to buy it. Okay, yeah, it's a great idea. Call me when you make your first million. Still waiting for the call. I have this great idea. I'm opening this thing now in New Jersey. Something more highly also loy also be other. El Yispalo Lamin Shashira Shalom. Hakesef Shalom. Li Hakesef. My book said it's every part of life. But that's what tefillah is so important. But the Yisoid had Yisoid is a place that this is so important. We live if you understand the Yisoid of Endless Eimah. He's such a happy guy. Bitachon and understanding Einoy Milvado leads to the most happy of life. When a person gets, you know, he said before he gets, he thinks he's in control. He thinks he's going somewhere today, and he ends up there. He gets so nervous. What's going on? Why did I end up here? Well, unbelievable verb, Pogromsky, Pogromansky, Pogromansky. He said unbelievable verb. He tells that he gave a gift to Helder, and I'm going to end with this verb. He said the pasuk says by Hogger. Hogger was going out, and it says. Hagar was going out with Yishmael. She was sent out of the house of Ram, and it says, "V'inei toya baderech." She was toya baderech. She went astray on the path. Zok Rashi, Shechoza Legilulei Avodah Zarah, she returned to Avodah Zarah. That's what Rashi says. Hog return. That doesn't want the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says she took a wrong turn. What's Rashi say? Zok Ramato. Ah, there's no such thing as a wrong turn. But a year that's a mime. A year that is mime, and there's no such thing as a wrong turn. Because wherever you're supposed to be, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. So if it says that Hagar was Toya B'derech, it must be she went back to Avodah Zarah. There you have Toya, a big Toya, because you think you're in control. But once you realize that wherever you're going, Hashem sends you this way, that's where Hashem wants you to be. And it says an unbelievable story in Matel. He was going once on a train with a fellow Chaver of his, and they were heading back, I forgot to where, and it was Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden they realized that if they don't get off the train now, they're going to be traveling and staying on the train the whole Shabbos. So they got off in the middle, they didn't even know where they were, they just got off the train. And Matel on him, and his friend's so worried, and Matel told him this word then. He said, what do you mean? We're going to be for Shabbos. I don't even know anybody Jews in this place. And Matel said, this is where we're going to be for Shabbos. This is where Hashem wants to be for Shabbos. So they went around, they quickly asked, is there a yid in the shtot? So someone, you know, is there a Jew in the town? They said, yeah. They said, there is one yid. And they come knocking at the door. And the yid opens the door. He says, wow, unbelievable. He says, what's going on? That's so nice to have yid in here. But I have a request. They said, well, we really want a request from you something first. Do you think we can say, yeah, sure, you could say. By the way, I have a big request. I'm going crazy. Is any of you a Moyel? Are you any of you a Moyel? And the friend of Ramato says, yeah, by the way, Taka, I learned Mila. I know Mila. I did a few Milas. It's unbelievable, he says. My kid was just born 8 days ago. And we're supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. The mole never turned up for a different town. We have no mole. We want a Malin. We're exactly where you're supposed to be for Shabbos. Anywhere in Israel. Exactly where you're supposed to be for Shabbos. Because the person's in control. And if he wants it that way, that's going to be with us. So we have to realize about it. There's nothing to worry about. If you live that life, there's nothing to worry about. The Chayim Shulavitz Fort, I'm ending a voice. I saw the Chayim Shulavitz. The Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara says that a person that there's a malach in the Torah called Soyse. You're not allowed to knock something down. So let's say a guy, the Gemara says, what's happening when a person knocks something down here and builds somewhere else? The Gemara says, that's not the malacha. Suppose you knock something down here in order to build over here in the same place. That's the Yisad HaRaisa. So the Gemara asks, Abba Lamaisa, where did we learn out the malacha of Mishkan from? The malacha of Shabbos from the Mishkan. Every time for the Mishkan, they knocked it down here and went to a different place. So the Chor, that should be the malacha. So if the Gemara came in, it was like that's the test of the Gemara. But the Chaim Shulavitz, a baby in the arms of its mother, the mother's moving around all over. Does the baby ever change position? No, it's always in the hands of the mother. Came in the Api Hashem Yachin, Api Hashem Yisus, and the Chaim Shulavitz, who in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're always in the same place, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And that's what we have to realize about that. We'd be the happiest of people. What a feeling. On one hand, it's hard to accept, when you would have not in control. If I just look, not in control. That's these parashas that you see as we try and learn on the Bible. But on the other hand, like I said, be the happiest person. Once you come to that realization, there's no greater happiness. Because wherever I am, obviously trying to do the right thing, but everywhere I am, and I'm going to make my shtars do the right thing, I know the outcome is Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoy. We should be zeichu v'eiz Hashem to understand the Yisoy of Ha'ein Oy Muvadah B'Yisoy. Not get frustrated situations. We try our best to get to here. We get so frustrated. Traffic, this, that, boom, boom, boom. We're frustrated about this. Why are we succeeding in this area? We're frustrated about that. We're frustrated about this. My Shabbos plans, I was working for the whole week. All of a sudden, boom, in my face, it got messed up. I was supposed to go to here. And then they just call. I have nothing to do with Shabbos. Are you lost? Exactly what you're supposed to be. This Shabbos will be the best Shabbos of your life. And that realization, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoy.
we should be zayicha. But it is Hashem. These parashas, to ingrain with us. Ein oid milvado. It's only be zayicha. On top of that, we will be the happiest of people. We should be zayicha to the day. That when everybody realize right now in this world, of course, Chas V'Shalom, there are things that we see, as we perceive, as not so good. So Chas V'Shalom, we have questions, we don't understand, we don't see. Sometimes we see Chas V'Shalom, maybe Hashem's Chas V'Shalom not in control. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun. In this world, on something good we make, Baruch HaTayiv HaMeit, if I'm bad we make Baruch HaTayiv HaMeit, Zok the Gemara, and in the next world, even on the bad, we're going to make Baruch HaTayiv HaMeit. The fact that Magen Mibrod, what do you mean bad? What do you mean bad? The next world is no bad. The next world is the world of good. But the Magen Mibrod, the Flach brings in Pesachim Daf Nun, that we're going to see everything we thought, we didn't understand. We're going to see that's all true, it's all good. V'hoi Hashem melech ha'kol ha'oretz b'yoy mahu yeh Hashem echor. The achdus will come to shleimus because we'll see everything. It's echor. It's all one good God. Everything is good. The plan is this. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu running the show. Hashem echor. We circle the curve to that day. V'hoi Hashem melech ha'kol ha'oretz b'yoy mahu yeh Hashem echor b'shmayach.